Natural Born Coaches, episode number 254.
You're listening to the Natural Born Coaches podcast, where coaches come every day to be inspired, learn how to get clients, and build a stronger business. And here's your host, friend to all coaches worldwide, Mark Mawinney.
Do you want more clients for your coaching business? Of course you do. The secret to have clients rushing to work with you is niching. I've created a program to help you choose and dominate the perfect niche. To learn more about the Seize Your Niche program, go to seizeyourniche.com. That's seizeyourniche.com. Spots are limited, so don't delay. Hey coaches, welcome back to another episode of Natural Born Coaches, the daily podcast for your coaching business. I'm Mark Mawinney. I am pleased to have a special guest on the show today. I've had an opportunity to follow his stuff online, and I'm really excited to find out what he's going to tell us today. Some really interesting things that are going to help your coaching business. I'm happy to have on the show Brett Bauman. How are you doing, Brett?
I'm doing fantastic, Mark. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yes, well, thank you for taking the time to come on the show. You've actually been a coach now for, is it close to 2 decades?
Yes, it is. It's been roughly between about 18, 19 years now.
Oh,
been,
wow.
I can't even believe it feels like it's been a blink.
Yes, I'm sure it probably has. So you've probably seen a few changes over the last almost 20 years.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I'll tell you that, you know, outside of all the normal things that we always think of with coaching or running a business, with having a life coaching therapy business where you're focused on change and you're helping people deal with overcoming fears and beliefs and things like that, challenges environmentally and internally, it's definitely been, it's been a pretty amazing change in the landscape, you know, because you've got so many things going on from technology to financial to markets crashing. And yeah, it definitely keeps you on your toes.
And you're in Las Vegas, so it's never boring in Las Vegas.
Exactly. What I teach here doesn't just stay in Las Vegas, it goes outside.
Yes, exactly. Well, I'm going to give the listeners a quick bio to let them know what you're doing, Brett. Then we're going to turn into have a look at a trademark coaching technique that you've been using and that you created called the Ideal You, and lots of good tips here helping productivity for coaches. So that's why I want to have you on the show. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to rock and roll.
Over the last 16 years, the Brett Bauman companies have cemented their place as an authority on personal development, advanced communication, and life and business coaching. Headquartered in Las Vegas, Brett and his team provide groundbreaking seminars, workshops, and one-on-one life transformational coaching. Brett has helped countless business and political leaders, Fortune 50, 100, and 500 executives, top athletes, superstar actors, and musicians. And now his mission is to ensure that everyone can benefit from the knowledge and resources that he's gained over those 16 years and through his Master the Masses. Brett, why don't we start out? Can you tell us a little more about Master the Masses? I've heard that a lot with your website and your materials.
Yeah, I'd love to. You know, to put a long story short, because really Master the Masses has been a culmination of my own personal growth and understanding of not only the tools that work and the disciplines that make those tools produce and duplicate consistent results, but also for me, understanding how information can be better learned. You know, everybody can learn information, but the way it's taught and the way it's integrated is really what makes the difference. And so over the past, you know, 20 years, I have gone through different changes with my business, and primarily a lot of the time my focus was executives. It was more Fortune 50, 100 companies. Done a lot of business development, a lot of coaching, and building companies. And so I kind of fell into that pretty easily. Basically, what happened was my initial product was a pretty high-level product. You were paying about $10,000 to $20,000 for 4 to 8 week breakthrough with me. And what happened was, you know, we're starting back, you know, almost 2 decades ago. So technology was not the same. We were using computers. There were no smartphones. There weren't iPads. There weren't even iPods, I don't think, then. And so I got this idea about 15 years ago. You know, I was working very consistently, it was successfully, it was great, but I was always working with high-level clients, and I'd have a lot of people that I knew personally around me or would come to me different places, events, I'd speak and things and say, I'd love to work with you. I can't really afford that price right now. Is there something I could do? And, you know, I got people paying me $20,000. I had people wanting to pay $100 or $200 a month, and I wanted to work with them, but I just didn't have the time or the availability to take myself out of my current responsibilities and be able to have another platform. So basically, I was over the past 15 years trying multiple times to build this system, and it wasn't there yet. In the past 2 years, technology caught up to what I was thinking of. And Master the Masses is basically, it's a virtual online life coaching platform where I've taken every single thing that I know and I do, and I've turned it into an online curriculum. So what it allows people to do is, it doesn't matter if I've got an 80-year-old nice lady that's coming in that is dealing with depression, or I've got, you know, a Fortune 50 CEO, or I've got stay-at-home mom. It doesn't matter what the problem is. I have a course and I have a way for people to access my information, and I don't have to be in the room. And so Master the Masses, you can sign up and take an online course and learn the basics on your own for $97 a month.
Okay.
Or you can move your courses up. You can go from Basic 101 to Basic 202, Advanced 101, Advanced 202, and then I build custom courses. So it serves as three things. Number one, an option for people who don't have a lot of time or potentially a lot of finances and maybe haven't done personal development to dive in and start to make some change. It's affordable, it's easy, and it's accessible. Number two, if you're somebody that needs a little bit more, you can take one of the courses already preset, or we can create one for you. And as the courses go up, you get more time with me. So you can do anything. You can have an 8-week course online and 8 weeks of sessions with me, so one every week. Or you can have them every other week. You can really do it however you want. But the platform now has allowed me to provide an affordable platform for people that just want to get something, provide a preset course for people who want that, or customize it for my clients as they come in and we see needed. And for businesses as well. I go in and take this system now. I build the training for a company and give them a cached training they can now use instead of having to have a training manager or a trainer in-house. It just makes it much more effective and efficient. And for me, it's great because now when I work with clients, we meet for about 90 minutes in a session. I don't have to spend 30 minutes of it going over something, explaining what we're going to be learning. They learn that at home watching videos. It's every week has a curriculum. It gives you a lesson. Like if you're going to empower your speech, here's a 10 to 15 minute video. There'll be accompanying videos, hypnosis tracks, an exercise to download, and all these great pieces that teach you that at home. So you can reuse it and learn it. You come to the next session, that's mastered. We pick up from there and continue on.
Okay. So before we dive into talk about the ideal you, can you just tell us a little bit more about your background? I mean, you're still a pretty young guy and you've been at it so many years. Did you grow up saying, hey, I want to be a coach? Or is this something that just happened by accident?
You know, it really happened organically. When I was very young, the first thing I'll say is I had a great childhood. I have a fantastic family. My parents, I'm very close to them. I talk to them regularly. Great sisters, brothers, everything. So I was always supported very well, which was nice. You know, I was the kind of kid that wanted to do everything from playing tennis to doing acting to playing the drums, etc. I was just going after everything. When I was really young, I tried a lot. I took a lot of risks and I really enjoyed being in entertainment. And I hung on or latched on to acting when I was really young. And I used to think it was, you know, everybody always thinks it's for the limelight. It was never that for me. I really quickly realized that for me, it was actually, I loved the character development. I loved getting inside the mind of something, reading a script or finding out where this person came from and why they did this. And then as I got older, in my teenage years, I started managing restaurants. I was working with my father and managing an insurance company and started doing sales. And quickly, as I got to college about that age, about 17, 18, 19, I realized the acting part really was not about acting. It was that I loved the psychology of the character and the behaviors. I started studying that in college. I started changing the way I was running and doing businesses and managing. I started thinking more about communication and how it affected people and what it did. And it just started, the courses, the two paths started verging and becoming one. And after I started really studying psychology and going for a while, I started building a pretty good sales background and running companies. And then I moved to California from Peoria, Illinois. And I met my first mentor, Shelly Campbell, and I quickly found NLP. I had been very successful, but I had been doing things where I would get called, asked to come consult a company. I'd go in, we'd have a great relationship, things would go well. I'd leave and they'd do well, but it would go down a little bit. I'd go back, it'd go back up. And I was like, all right, so there's something missing in my component. I don't know how to duplicate what I'm doing for them. I can do it when I'm there, they believe it, but when I leave, they don't. And then I found NLP and timeline therapy and hypnotherapy, which I developed from all my years of stuff. I ended up making my ideal you process, which was my refinement of that. And that's what brought me to where I am today. And it just changed the whole outlay of what my focus was about life, about living, about love, about business. And it's been a great journey since.
Yeah, it's a great background in acting because I mentioned in the bio that you've worked with superstar actors. Not going to ask you who the biggest star is that you've worked with. Of course, we have confidentiality, but do you find that challenging working with the actors who've achieved so much? Is it a different type of coaching than Joe Smith who works a 9-to-5 job somewhere?
Yeah, it is. You know, every type of person for every avenue has their challenge. I'll tell you the two things that stick out for me about working with people who are I'd say celebrities or are well-known, you know, leaders, etc. Number one is they, just like most people will see, you meet someone and they don't know whether somebody really cares for who they are or their money or their popularity. They go through their own lack of confidence, their lack of belief in their abilities once they get outside their comfort zone a lot of times. And I'm talking, you know, in generalization from who I've worked with. But it's getting them over the hurdle of believing that they can change something because they're a product. And so if you're, you know, a multi-million dollar actor, win awards, things like that, people like who you are, but you don't like who you are. You're afraid to change it because you're like, what if I change it and people don't like me anymore? Now I have to change everything. So that ends up being the first hurdle, is letting people know that it's okay to make a change in your life. And that change can be positive. It doesn't mean that all the cards are going to fall. And the second thing is getting them to understand that you can change pieces about your life that can be dramatic and they will positively affect it. Kind of parlays off the rest. It's not going to throw the wheels off. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, so really, if you think about it, if you're making $2 million a year doing pictures, everybody knows your name everywhere, you feel like you got a formula figured out. But unfortunately, you're not happy in your daily life. So it can be a tough place to be because you feel like, you know, on one hand, things are dialed in, on the other hand, they're not. So I think that's probably the biggest thing. And then also for me as business, I work with so many people that are very high level, but it's confidential. So it's so funny. Like, I've worked with some great athletes, some, I mean, some very well-known people, but it's totally confidential. So I really don't ever share who those people are with anybody. So for me, it's great. But at the same time, for business, nobody knows.
Yeah, you're not going to get a testimonial from Robert Downey Jr. about how you turned his life around. If you did coach Robert Downey Jr., then I'd love to hear that story because you did a heck of a job with turnaround. But yeah, it's a little different. They're not going to be plastering it all over the World Wide Web for sure.
Exactly. Yeah.
So let's dive into the meat of it here because I think this is something that can help the coaches who are listening. I know I'll be taking notes on it. But can you talk more about the ideal you and especially how it can pertain to coaches specifically?
Yeah, what I'll do too, Mark, is I'll kind of focus in on the first aspect of, because the ideal you, basically, what I've done is through many years of, I mean, I've tested and studied everything. So if I'm talking about something or sharing it as a lesson with people or clients, it's not something I just tried once and it turned out, you know, I didn't go down and bake a great cake and turn myself into a chef. These are things that have happened hundreds to thousands of times with clients and produced the same result or always a good result. So the ideal you is a grouping of principles. Those principles change based on each person. You know, like if I'm helping you empower your speech, that's a basic principle to have empowered speech, to understand advanced communication, better listening, rapport. But it's going to be different for each person because the level of what you're going through, your internal, external, your values, your beliefs, etc. So I've broken them down into lessons that, and I've learned that the recipe, the formula in which they're learned makes a grave difference in how rapidly you change and the impact and quality that you improve your life. So the most important thing to start with the ideal you, is the time of your life. That's the first component, the first lesson, I call it. And what it is unfortunately, too many times, even when we have good intentions in life, coaches, consultants, doesn't matter, teachers, you know, anyone, when we want to change something, we don't generally make a plan. We don't create it and do the work and track back on our statistics or data on what we've worked and what hasn't worked. If somebody comes in and says, hey, Mark, I got a great opportunity for you. It's going to pay this much money doing here. Boom. We just jump. We pick up everything, move our house, move our car, just change our whole life because it's something different. It seems like it's hopeful. It's a chance to get away from whatever we're feeling that doesn't feel good or the results we're producing. But a lot of times we jump without a plan. A lot of times we want to get rid of something and we don't talk about what we want to put in place of it. So we're always taking something out without putting something in. You know, people say, I don't want to smoke. I want to lose weight. I don't want to be overweight. I don't want to be a bad listener. I don't want to be an alcoholic. Well, you got to talk about what you want. I know we know that being a coach, but at the same time, you have to have a plan. And at the same time you take something out, you've got to put something back in. It will not work if something doesn't go in its place. And so the time of your life uses those principles. If you're going to change something in your life, if you're unhappy with, let's just say, because this is my average client, So I'd say 80% of the time, this is what my clients bring to me. I'm not happy right now. My relationship isn't good. We're either not treating each other as well as we used to, or we have no relationship at all. I have anxiety. I don't like my work. I'm unhappy with my body because I never have time to work out, and I'm depressed. So I'm not motivated. And I don't feel like I look good anymore. And I doubt myself. That is pretty much, I'd say almost every client I have has at least that in the formula. But what happens is we want to get rid of all those things, get rid of anxiety, get a better job, get a better relationship, fix our body, but we don't plan for it. And so the time of your life, what you do is you need to sit down, and I urge every coach, everybody listening to do this. I guarantee you, I would literally be floored. I'd be shocked if you didn't find something out that you needed to change in your life or had a big aha that improved something for you pretty rapidly. So I think of my day, my weeks, my month in blocks of time. The reason I do that is if I have, let's say, 20 things I have to get done in a week, I make each of those items a block. Now, I'm not going to stress, because the whole thing is I teach people how to have passion in life, how to be excited, how to love every minute of your day and make sure that everything you're doing plays into that. So this is not about stress. It's not about write a schedule and show yourself how messed up your life is. It's not about figure out what problems you have and then say, I don't have time to put them in. It's not that at all. It's always empowering. But the first thing is we have to have information and see where you are. Where's your map of the world? So create a schedule. What I would do is I would take either in 30-minute or 1-hour increments. I prefer to do 1 hour. If you're a super busy person that needs to do 30, great. You'll know that. But 1-hour increments are fine. So Monday would be 24 blocks of time. Tuesday, 24 blocks of time. And what you do for the first week is I want you in every block of that time to write down what you did for that day. Don't do it at the end of the day. Don't do it tomorrow morning. Do it through your day. Because there's a difference in having the commitment and the dedication to do something while it's happening and being in the moment than it is at the end of the day when you're tired and you just try to recall it. It never ends up getting 100% like it should. So keep a little journal and just simply at 11 o'clock doing an interview, 12 o'clock lunch with such and such, and put something into it so you know why you're doing the things. It's what we're looking for is, what are you doing with your time? When do you do it? How long do you do it? What's it supposed to produce? Is it producing that? So you can look and go, okay, here's my Monday. Basically, I had 8 hours of time, 8 blocks in which I needed to do things today. How much of that time is being productive for you? You're going to do a whole week, and at the end, you're going to look and go, how many blocks of time were productive? Let's say you had 40 blocks. Were 30 of them things that took up time and they really produced nothing? Or did 30 blocks produce $500 of your income while 10 blocks produced $10,000? We want to look for a lot of things. One is going to help you financially. You're going to become way better at managing your time. You're going to recognize things like, wow, I spend 18 hours watching reality TV. That's probably not producing the result I want. When I look down here, and 6 hours in the week produces all my money in the month. If you offset those, you can make a lot more money and improve your productivity and your time. So that's one aspect. The other aspect is, once you get that schedule done, you want to start looking at where you can take blocks out and what you want to replace them with. Most importantly, if there's something in your life you want to change, you got to start there. If you have anxiety, you got to ask yourself, what's it from? What's the fear? What's the doubt you need to face? And then you just make a plan. If the anxiety is that you need to make more money at work and you're afraid to go talk to your boss because you feel like they're going to tell you you're not doing a good job, well, this is reality. You're going to have to face that. What are you going to do if you want to get over that anxiety and you want to get the raise? Either start doing a better job for a little period of time and try to impress your boss and then go talk to them, or go talk to your boss and say, hey, I know I need to improve. I want to get a raise. What do I need to do? And let's set a goal, make a plan with them. Figure out whatever your plan is, and then you got to put that in your calendar. How long is it going to take you to get over anxiety and build the momentum so that your manager sees you as a benefit to the company? Maybe you say, I need to, for the next 2 weeks, spend an extra hour at work, make X amount more money, and I can do it. So you got to put that in your calendar. Where's that hour going to go? If you want to improve your life and make that money, it's got to go someplace. That means something else has probably got to go out, and right, it's got to be organized. Does that make sense?
Yes.
These key things really make the difference, because too many times we do it at surface. We don't really look deeper. Your day needs to be a constant momentum of fun and passion driving at everything you love.
So you're probably a fan of batching then. It sounds like there's some similarities.
Yes. I know what that is. Definitely. And the only thing is making sure there's an emphasis on the plan behind what you do with your time. Like what I say with the anxiety there, it's not just like, I'm going to go to the gym for 30 minutes. What are you going to the gym for? When you say 30 minutes every day, is that because it's just a routine? And if it's a routine, that's fine. But is it 30 minutes because you're going to need to do 30 days of 30 minutes to lose 5 pounds, and at the end you can measure it, see if you hit the goal. You know, it's got to have a plan in it so it makes sense. Otherwise, you're just slapping stuff on the wall.
Okay. So you've been using this for your own personal life and for your business, I take it?
Yes. I actually was doing a process. I've refined this, but about 75-80% of this process I've been doing since I started doing my first probably sales job or business, you know, like probably in my late teens, early 20s. Because it easily for me, I used to like write a lot of lists everywhere. You know, we didn't have computers and you didn't definitely go on the computer and write notes or anything like that. We were all doing notepads, post-its. And so I used to do them in blocks. And then I was like, it's easier because I'd write a lot of notes for myself. And then I was like, well, it's easier if I put them like this poster, this thing is going to be all these notes that I have to do with health. This is the ones I have to do with this. And then it just started organizing easier, just became more and more refined. I was like, okay, this is how it works. And so far, this process has been the one that has been, I've kept this one going for, it's definitely been over 10, 12 years of just specifically doing this exactly how it is now.
So with your clients, how long do you find it takes them to get into the groove to actually track this? Like, I'm guessing that there's a bit of a process to get them used to writing down that stuff. Is there a length of time generally?
Well, when we start, the way I run my sessions, the first lesson is that, because I tell people, I'm like, look, if we're going to work together, you now have, most of my clients do a 2-month course with me, like my advanced 101 course. It's 2 months online, so 8 weeks online, 8 lessons, and then also 8 sessions with me. So as they start, the first thing they do is they have to do the time of your life, because they got to put the time in for our sessions. When's your personal development going to be? You're going to have homework, you're going to have sessions with me, time that I'm going to require you to do things. We've got to make a plan for it. So it starts the first week, and we don't do a session until they've completed their homework, because my whole goal is that you learn what we're learning. So we don't move forward until you have. So it usually takes my clients 7 to 10 days to get this routine right. Down. Now, it doesn't mean that when they do it, they're coming in polished and everybody's ready. You know, they're the master of the time of your life. But they've created the script. We've talked usually back and forth a couple times, because most people start it and they just put huge blocks. Or it's really funny. Most clients go, you know what? I don't do any much with my time. And they're like, so I want to give you a schedule, but I just have like 2 blocks in the day. And they're like, and they're not productive. And so people usually at the beginning, it's a fight trying to like, get over feeling like your schedule is an embarrassment. And I'm like, look, that's not it at all. It's just, I just need to know where you are. And then you just build. But, you know, I'd say in the first week, people start to really get this. And by the time we're 2 to 3 weeks in, it's becoming a very powerful tool, which is they're using on their own now. And I usually see by the second or third week, people making behavioral changes based on it that are positive for them.
So if they're not going down to, a 4-hour work week, are they seeing significant reductions in the amount of time that they're spent, quote, working? Because previously when they said working, there's probably a big chunk of it that they weren't actually working.
Yeah.
They thought they were.
But I would say that on average, and I can say this safely, a conservative number, I would say a 20% increase in freedom of your own time, like more time back for you to do what you want, and easily 10 to 30% increase in income. As long as you're in a place where your income can grow. You know, some jobs, if you're working hourly, that really you don't really get an opportunity to go up. But if you're independent entrepreneur or you're working a sales job, everybody increases their income. And you definitely, I mean, I've had a lot of people, they get half of their time back. They're just extremely disorganized. They don't have a plan. And when they put things in, they don't understand putting them in a place where it benefits them overall. It's like a list, you know, it's like if you're running to the store and I just give you 100 more things to add on there, is it really benefiting anyway? You know, it's just adding more on your weight. So it's great to see people make that change. And definitely when somebody can completely enrich their life, you know, you get organized, the stress leaves, you make more money, you feel even better. And that's just the first lesson.
Exactly. So with that whole, I guess I'm interested first, the whole trademark technique. Is that something that you put front and center with a lot of your marketing materials? Are you using that to get new clients?
You mean the ideal you?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's, you know, because what I'll say, Mark, one thing I have to say for that I'm probably the most grateful for that has been so nice over the past year to two has been, you know, I've really worked hard to create my own niche and really just for myself. Like I teach everybody, I'm like, build something you're passionate about. Master the masses, everything I have at this moment in my life online that I use, that I teach, is exactly how I want it. Now, this doesn't always happen. It's been, you know, I've been spending 20 years building it. And last year, I spent probably 1.5 years, 6 days a week for 2 to 5 hours minimum a day developing. So there's been so much blood, sweat, and tears have gone into this. But it has, at this point, become something that is completely me. So I'm not using, like, I didn't pay somebody to build a tool for me. I built the site and the platform. I built everything. So I know everything. So it's literally a manifestation of me through the learning. And I've found that authenticity to drive a lot of clients to me because they can see that I walk the walk with this. This is me. And, you know, it's just been great because the nice thing that I've been getting for everybody is most people, when they're searching, when they contact me, they say, I looked at your stuff. I looked at other things. It just stood out. It was so different. The way it spoke, it connected with me, or this felt like what I needed. You know, it was different. And so it's kind of a roundabout way to answer your question. But, you know, what I'm positioning in the market, the way I'm doing it, is very specific for a reason. And I'm getting the result I want, which is great. And people are just seeing that I'm like, this is me. And I want to teach you what's worked for me. Right. You know, simple as that.
Yeah. So how long did you find that it took you to get some traction with your coaching business, Brett?
Initially?
Yes.
Let's see. So when I started originally, you know, I wasn't really a coach at the beginning. I was kind of more a sales trainer and business consultant. I'm talking back in, like, you know, late 90s, which is kind of crazy. But, you know, I had started out doing sales and working an insurance company managing. And then I went over to doing restaurant sales and managing restaurants. And it's funny because I just kept getting asked to go from business to business. Somebody would say, hey, would you come and train my guys? Hey, would you? And I didn't even have a title. I was Brett Baumann. And I was like, oh, I'm going over here and doing this. When I moved to California in 99-2000, I met Chelly, my first mentor, and about like October, November of like 2000. And she was like, you have been a coach for years. She's like, only thing you need to do right now is you need to own that title and create a business as you, because I was kind of waiting for people to call me. I was luckily having people contact me for business, but I'd never thought of it that way. So then it took a new onus and I started developing it. And, you know, I did pretty well out of the gate, but the reason was I went right into educating myself. So I went right into taking this financial stress reduction course with a group of people, and I learned how to build a small business and understand the mindset of money. And what I did was, while I was in that course, I didn't even mean to be doing it, but I was pitching myself somewhat because I'd been building companies. So I'd already made great money and I'd been successful. I just didn't know how to duplicate it, and I had never understood doing it this way. And so I started people started coming to me out of this course and asking me to coach them personally, which is funny. We were learning to become coaches together. And people were like, I'll pay you to coach me right now. And so I actually got my first three clients out of my coaching training. But I was, you know, back then it was like, I was charging like $50 an hour or something like that. I don't know what it was. The difference was, business was much different than,
little different than what you're charging now.
Yeah. And, it was great. I'll tell you, it was for me, you know, I always say this. I was talking to somebody about a week or two ago, and they were like, wow, it sounds like you were so blessed. It was great. You know, sometimes it's hard for people to connect with that because there's so many challenges. And I'm like, look, I've had challenges. I've had things that would floor people. I mean, I've probably seen or gone through things that most people never experience in their life. But on the coaching end of finding my passion and the journey of what my purpose is in life, it's been fluid. There's been bumps. Doors have been open. I've been there. I've been ready. I've been prepared. And so that journey, the journey of who I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to do, has been a clear one for me. But again, that doesn't mean I haven't had my trials and tribulations on it. But, you know, that helped me going into that course. I met Chelly very soon. I was actually running a mortgage company, and she was speaking in an event that I went to for some networking. And I just thought she was amazing. I went up and talked to her afterward, and boom, that changed my life. And those three people in that class giving me the confidence and believing in me that while I was learning, they saw me as somebody confident enough and good enough that I could help benefit their life, really made me feel blessed. I felt grateful for it. And so I gave them so much, and they had tremendous results from it. And that just started parlaying into referrals and different people. And I think if you have an intention and a passion of helping people and you can produce a result, it's not too hard to be successful if it's really what you want to do.
Exactly. So Brad, we're running out of time quickly here. Time flies on the show. Yeah. If you had to give one piece of advice to a newer coach, what would it be?
I'd say the most important thing to do is build every single thing you do from your passion. Every single thing you do, every minute. And if even hearing that causes you to have a fear or doubt, discover what that fear or doubt is. And every time you have a fear or doubt, it's just the next plan. It's the next plan that you need to create to overcome. Sometimes if you look at those questions and say, okay, here's a fear or doubt, ask yourself if it's going to play into who you want to become. Sometimes it doesn't matter. Throw it away and forget it. But if you want to become a coach, you want to be successful, you need to figure out what makes it work for you. Not for Tony Robbins, not for Jack Canfield, not for Eckhart Tolle, not for anybody. It doesn't matter who it is. And it doesn't matter what they're doing, what they use. There's truth to it. You need to be good. You need to know what you're doing. You need to have credentials. You need to be able to produce results. You need to have integrity. But at the end of the day, forget it. I don't care if Bob next door is running this company. You do what you love. Because at the end of the day, you need to. I wake up every morning passionate. I go to bed every night fulfilled. And when I have a challenge, I don't mind, because when I face it, it's something that's going to better my business. It's going to improve my skills, make my life easier. It's not just somebody that walked to the door and yelled at me and I got in a fight and they left and now I'm gone. I'm glad because the fight's gone. You know, I'm constantly producing my life and putting energy and effort into building my future. So build everything you do with passion, focus for what drives you and your happiness, and you'll find much more success. And when you have challenges, you'll be the person that will stick with it while other people are falling out of the game.
Great advice. And Brett, can you tell us where we can find you online?
Yeah, I'd say the best place would probably be masterthemasses.com. Sounds just like, or spelled just like it sounds, masterthemasses.com. If you go on there, I have a frequently asked questions page, which is great. You can go there and check things out, and it pretty much answers a lot of what we do. But I even have a link there. It says there's a bunch of questions you can click and do a free trial lesson if you want to check out and see what the system looks like. I have a contact page. You can click me there. You can schedule a free consult or any type of meeting. So it's a great way to reach me there and have some fun and check around and hopefully find some good tools.
Great. Well, Brett, I want to thank you for stopping by the podcast and sharing more about what you're up to and taking the time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mark. And congratulations on all your success. The show is fantastic. We need more people like you doing this out there. And I look forward to having many more years of producing a lot of success together.
Thank you. So we've had Brett Bauman on the show today from the Brett Bauman Companies. Go check out his website. Thanks to Brett, and thanks to you, the listeners, for tuning into yet another episode. I'll see you tomorrow on the next Natural Born Coaches.
Thanks for listening. Head over to naturalborncoaches.com for full recaps of every show, our amazing resources, and our blog, all designed to support your coaching business. See you next time.